Now to an inspiring story of desire and determination. James Harris knows about hard knocks. He was raised on welfare by his grandmother because his teen parents couldn't care for him. At 15, James became a father himself, but he was determined not to be another statistic. He set his sights on medical school, and today James is married to his high school sweetheart and the father of three. On June 1st, he's going to graduate from the David Geffen School of Medicine at the University of California, Los Angeles. This summer, he'll start a 5-year surgical residency at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. James Harris recently came by NPR West to talk about his road from despair to inspiration.
I always thought I wanted to be a physician. I always wanted to be a doctor. It was probably partly because I was raised by my grandmother, who was always sick. She raised me from the time I was, 8 months old. So I was actually raised thinking that she was my mother. And I always saw physicians helping her when she would have to go to the doctor. She had a number of heart problems, diabetes, all these different issues. And I had that early spark. But then also things like The Cosby Show, I saw Dr. Huxtable, mm-hmm. Bill Cosby as a positive role model. And that was another thing that I think was an early influence. But there were other issues that I had that made me somewhat different. There were a number of different family members who I'll leave unmentioned who were in and out of the home, who were doing drugs and things like that. And there are a number of just very vivid memories that I feel that impacted me in a certain way. I remember my room being right next to the bathroom, and the bathroom, there was this closet in my room that had little holes in it from where nails had been pulled out, and I used to look through there and I'd watch different family members doing crack. This is when crack was just huge, and it was just very devastating things and different things that pushed me in a strange direction. But my grandmother, she tried her very best to protect me from a lot of these negative influences and things that were going on. We lived on the bad side of town. I'm from Fresno, California, and we lived on the southwest and southeast side of town, and she wanted to try to keep me away from a lot of those negative influences that were in the community where we lived. So she sent me to the north side of Fresno, where there were better schools. And there I felt like I was away from a lot of the negative things, but I saw a lot of people who had things that I didn't. And I felt like that was an inspiration for me to want to succeed as well. But as I start getting older, I noticed that a lot of the kids, like around, say, 8th grade, they start talking about, oh, I'm going to go to this private high school, and I'm going to go here, and my parents are going to pay for me to do this. And my grandmother, she was still getting welfare from me. And I'm thinking, man, you have to have money to get a good education. And I start thinking, well, you must have to have money to go to college. And I start thinking, man, why am I even trying hard if I can't go to college because my grandmother doesn't have money to send me there? So I'd say probably around 7th or 8th grade was when all of a sudden my grade starts to just nosedive. I start to do horrible. I didn't care about school. I was ditching all the time. I had, I looked like a thug. I had braids down to my shoulders.
You lost heart.
I did. I really had given up.
Let's go a little deeper into that whole losing heart thing, because I think this is something a lot of people can relate to. When you see, you're living in the land of plenty, America, and mm-hmm. you see some people who have, some people get dropped off at school in the kind of hoopty that can mm-hmm. barely make it down the street.
That was me.
Other people get dropped off in the fat ride.
Uh-huh.
And some people have to walk. You can live a lot of different ways in this country. How did it feel to think, well, I've been sweating and I may not get anything for it?
Well, it was tough. And I think that was part of the reason why I thought, what's the point of even trying anymore? After middle school, I ended up having to return to the poorer side of town where I lived to go to high school. And that's where I pretty much start to blend in with my environment just to survive. Because when all you have is just gangs around you and people having to be tough to be able to make it to go to school, to be able to walk to school and not get beat up, and you have to somewhat blend in with your environment, you have to find a group of people who are going to support you. And unfortunately, a lot of times those people tend to be individuals who aren't doing the greatest things. And fortunately, though, which may sound like a strange thing, it was during my sophomore year of high school, I was about to drop out. I had pretty much failed all of my classes. My girlfriend at the time, who's now my wife, she got pregnant. And I say fortunately because, in retrospect, I could say that. But at the time, it was a disaster. Everyone thought, the counselors already didn't want to touch me with a 10-foot pole. And I was about to drop out. And then they're like, okay, really, this guy has problems. So I ended up having to leave regular high school to go to an independent study high school. And keep in mind, I had failed my first 2 years of high school. And now I'm learning everything on my own, which isn't really learning. At this independent study high school, there was a counselor there named Mr. Ray, Henry Ray, who, took me aside and had a little session with me and said, James, what the heck is your problem? You're about to have this child. You're working at this fast food job. But what's the end to this? How far are you going to go? And I told him, you know, what do you expect me to do? You know, my grandmother's still getting welfare for me. I have no options. How am I going to go to school? Nobody's going to pay for me. He stopped me right there. He said, James, what are you talking about? There's scholarships, there's financial aid, there's loans. You know, you do whatever you have to do, and we're going to get you into Fresno State. You're going to fill out these pieces of paperwork, and we're going to get you in. He laid it out for me. No one had ever taken the time to tell me about that. And that was just a huge turning point for me. And I got to Fresno State, and I'll tell you, it was a huge culture shock. I mean, I did great my first semester, but I was kind of staying away from certain classes. I was staying away from some of the hard math classes. I was staying away from some English because I had no foundation. I had independent study high school and 2 years of failed regular high school. So it was like being thrown into the lion's den with, you know, all these different hard courses coming at me. And I was trying to do my best, and I was having to work 40 to 60 hours a week to support a family. I was trying to be a dad. I was trying to be a husband. And I had all these different things going on that I was just trying to struggle. And I'll tell you the truth. I mean, undergrad was, it was hell. I had a really tough time. It was very difficult. But, you know, I started to learn how to do things. I had to humble myself. I had to go get tutoring. I mean, I ended up having to, when I took my first math class, I didn't even remember how to add fractions. I mean, that was the level of education that I had at that point. And, you know, we're making it work. I think the thing that made it very helpful for me is I've had just a very strong woman behind me. My wife is just completely beyond my better half.
Take me back to that moment when you first saw your child.
Well, I'd say that was another huge turning point. I mean, I was already determined to try to be a good father because I didn't have, you know, a steady father figure in my life. And I told myself I want to try to do everything I could to be somewhat like Bill Cosby, like a Huxtable. So my goal was to try to do everything I could to turn my life around. And when I did see him, I mean, I was there for all. We have three kids now. Our oldest is 13 now. Our middle son's 10, and our daughter's 6. When I saw him, it was amazing. Very emotional time. Gosh, even thinking about it now almost brings tears to my eyes. It was just very emotional, and it was a big turning point. It was a time for me to say, you know what, I can't give up no matter how difficult it is and how hard it is for me to get through all this. I'm going to stick with it.
What kind of surgeon do you plan to be?
I want to do surgical oncology.
Cancer
surgery.
Well, we could go on and on, but I want to end on this note. Once you move to Baltimore and settle in, you just call up Mama Chidea. I'll come over. We'll make a home-cooked meal. We'll play with the kids. I'll introduce you to some peoples.
All right.
We'll have a good time.
Sounds good.
All right. Congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
It's been great talking to you.
Great talking to you.
In 2 weeks, James Harris will graduate from David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA and achieve his childhood dream of becoming a doctor. At the end of June, James will begin a 5-year surgical residency at Johns Hopkins University. You can see pictures of the Harrises and their 3 children at our website, npr.org/newsandnotes.